ਸੀਕੇਐਸਪੀ 600 AM ਸ਼ੇਰੇ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ, ਔਰ ਆਪਾਂ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਸਰੀ ਦੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪੁਲਿਸਿੰਗ ਦਾ ਪੁਲਿਸਿੰਗ ਦੀ ਟਰਾਂਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ੂ ਇਸ ਵਕਤ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਲੰਬੇ ਸਮੇਂ ਤੋਂ, ਇਨਫੈਕਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਲਾਸਟ 5 ਈਅਰਸ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰੇੜਕਾ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ, ਔਰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬਾਤਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਹੋ ਰਹੀਆਂ, ਪਰ ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਕੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਿਵਿਊ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਸਰੀ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਭੇਜਿਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਪਰ ਦੂਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਜਿਹੜੀ BC ਦੀ ਗਵਰਨਮੈਂਟ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਲੈਜਿਸਲੇਸ਼ਨ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਲੈਜਿਸਲੇਚਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪੇਸ਼ ਕੀਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਜਿਹਦੇ 'ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਮੋਸਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਬੇਬਲੀ ਵੋਟਿੰਗ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ। ਆਪਾਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਦੇਰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ BC ਯੂਨਾਈਟਡ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੀਡਰਸ ਨੇ MLA ਸਾਊਥ ਸਰੀ ਤੋਂ ਐਲਨੋਰ ਸਟਰਕ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ, ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਵੀ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਔਰ ਕੁਝ ਦਿਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਿਛਲੇ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਧਾਨ ਸਭਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਡੀ ਲੈਜਿਸਲੇਚਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਪਾਰਟੀਆਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਮਾਮਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਵੱਖੋ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ, ਔਰ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਸਾਫ਼ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਰੱਖੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਆ। ਸਰਕਾਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤਾਕਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈਣ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਮਾਮਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ। ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਾਈਕ ਫਾਰਨਵਰਥ ਨੇ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਸੇਫਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਸੋਲੀਸਿਟਰ ਜਨਰਲ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਕੁਝ ਸਮਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ, ਤਾਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪੁੱਛੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਕੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅਧਿਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜੇਕਰ ਸਿਟੀ ਇਹ ਗੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਦੀ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੀ ਇਸ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਨੂੰ ਬਣਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਚੇਂਜ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ, ਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਨੂੰ ਖਤਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਸਿੱਧੇ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਕਹੀ, ਪਰ ਬਾਅਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ 19 ਤਰੀਕ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਿਨਿਸਟਰ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਇਹ ਸਾਫ਼ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਡਿਸੀਜਨ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਬਣਾ ਲਿਆ, ਔਰ ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਸਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਟਰਾਂਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਹੈ ਸਰੀ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਜਾਣਾ ਪਏਗਾ। ਪਰ ਇੱਕ ਵਾਰ ਫਿਰ ਇਹ ਮਾਮਲਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਹ ਵਧਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ, ਔਰ ਇਸ ਮਾਮਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਦਿਨ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਸਰੀ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਇਹ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਗਈ ਕਿ ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਸਰੀ ਇਸ ਮਾਮਲੇ ਦੇ ਜੁਡੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਰਿਵਿਊ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੋਰਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਤਾਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਮਿਸਟਰ ਪੀਟਰ ਐਮ ਜਰਮਨ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਐਜ਼ ਰੈਪ੍ਰਜੈਂਟੇਟਿਵ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਲਿਆਂਦਾ ਗਿਆ, ਔਰ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਨਗੇ। ਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਸਰੀ ਦੇ ਏਟ੍ਰੀਅਮ ਹਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਮੀਡੀਆ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਵੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਗਈ। ਪਰ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦਿਆਂ, ਆਪਣੇ ਲਿਸਨਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਦਿਆਂ, ਪੀਟਰ ਜਰਮਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ 'ਚ, ਪੀਟਰ ਜਰਮਨ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਕਮਾਂਡਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਲੋਅਰ ਮੇਨਲੈਂਡ ਡਿਸਟ੍ਰਿਕਟ ਰੀਜਨਲ ਪੁਲਿਸ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਦੇ, RCMP ਦੇ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਰ ਜਨਰਲ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਫਾਈਨੈਂਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਦੇ, ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਇਹ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਰੀਜਨਲ ਡੈਪਟੀ ਕਮਿਸ਼ਨਰ ਪੈਸੀਫਿਕ ਕਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਸਰਵਿਸਿਜ਼ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਆ, ਔਰ ਫਾਰਮਰ RCMP ਡੈਪਟੀ ਕਮਿਸ਼ਨਰ ਰਹੇ ਆ ਰਿਸਪੋਂਸੀਬਲ ਫਾਰ ਵੈਸਟਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਰਦਰਨ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ। ਔਰ ਨਾਲ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਂਬਰ ਨੇ BC ਅਤੇ ਓਨਟੈਰੀਓ ਬਾਰਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸ ਕੀਤੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨਲ, ਸਿਵਲ, ਬੈਂਕਿੰਗ ਅਤੇ ਕਮਰਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਦੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਖੁਦ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਵਕੀਲ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਨੇ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨਲ ਲਾਅ ਰਿਫੋਰਮ ਦੇ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਲੈਕਚਰਰ ਵੀ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਆਫ ਫਰੇਜ਼ਰ ਵੈਲੀ UBC ਦੇ ਲਾਅ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਗੁੱਡ ਮਾਰਨਿੰਗ ਪੀਟਰ, ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਸੋ ਮਚ ਫਾਰ ਜੁਆਇਨਿੰਗ ਮੀ ਐਟ ਦਿਸ ਆਵਰ।
Well, good morning, Sunish. Thank you for that very kind introduction.
I know it's a long introduction. I do have certain other points, but I think I'm not, I haven't given any kind of wrong information in that, right?
No, stop there. That's good.
But I want to tell people that you are author of legal text proceeds of crime and money laundering as well. And I think BC government hire you as well to conduct a report on the money laundering as well.
Right. I did 2 dirty money reports, as we called them, for the Attorney General back in 2018 and 2019.
And, I think it was the same Attorney General who is right now the Premier of British Columbia.
That's correct. And I have a lot of time and respect for David Eby. He's an excellent, very smart man.
So that's great. So now you are on the other side of the table. And so first of all, Peter, what is your reaction to the BC government's legislation on the future of policing transition in the province?
Yeah, well, first of all, let me say that none of this is personal. I still have great respect for the Premier, and I understand that there are people on both sides of this issue, and there are arguments on both sides of the issue. But quite frankly, this is all about, well, not all about, but the principal issue here is the Surrey taxpayer. And the current council was elected, the majority of council was elected on the basis of stopping the transition, and largely due to the fact the cost. And it appears that the province does not wish to allow Surrey to go that route. And first we had the order from the Solicitor General in July, which Surrey is challenging in court, and now we have this legislation, and it remains to be seen, you know, the real impact of this legislation, whether the legislation itself is appropriate, how it will be implemented if passed. So there are a lot of unanswered questions, but it certainly is an attempt to stop Surrey from reverting or continuing with the RCMP?
Definitely, I will ask you about the question about the principal issue of this matter. But as far as the cost is concerned, the BC government clearly mentioned that they are ready to give $150 million in the next 5 years if City of Surrey or as they directed to City of Surrey to go with this transition.
Right. Right. And yesterday the premier indicated that he might even be persuaded to go a little bit higher than that. But the issue is not $150 million or a little bit higher. The City of Surrey itself, its financial people, have estimated that the cost to Surrey taxpayers over 10 years, if the transition were to continue, is $464 million, almost half a billion dollars, excluding some capital costs, such as training and so forth. So we're looking at almost $500 million over 10 years, and that is after the transition takes place. And there remain a lot of questions whether the transition is even capable of taking place because the Surrey Police Service has not been able to attract enough police officers. So again, there's a wide divergence between what was offered by the province and what this is going to cost Surrey taxpayers.
Definitely, I think the HR issue, if there is any kind of concerns with that, definitely SPS can comment on that. But as far as the principal issue is concerned, as you said, there is a principal issue which is the base of this matter. Can we say that the provincial government is overstepping on the jurisdiction of a municipal government?
Well, that is a big issue in this, Sumit. You're right. And if you look at the petition that has been filed in Supreme Court, it really is asking the BC Supreme Court to determine whether or not the Solicitor General had the authority to make the order that he did in July. And then we have this legislation, which is a separate issue, and Surrey's lawyers are currently taking a look at it. I'm an advisor to Surrey, but I'm not the law firm that is actually taking this matter to court. Surrey has its own legal talent dealing with that, excellent law firm, and they're taking a look at whether or not this legislation is, for one thing, whether it would be appropriate and legal, and also whether, you know, what the impact of it will be, what will happen as a result of it. So these are all open questions right now.
Absolutely, there are open questions and number of questions. But from your past experience, from the policing service and your experience with the legal, scenario as well, how do you see this? If you can give some kind of information, whether a provincial government or the public safety minister of any province, they have the authority to surpass the decision or overstep the decision of any municipality.
Right. So here, you know, that's also sort of the crux of the issue. Municipalities in this province and in all the Canadian provinces are responsible for policing of their municipalities. Mm-hmm. The province has an oversight role. And the minister has exercised that oversight role, but has he exceeded, you know, his authority in doing that? So what I mean by that is certainly the minister has to take a look at policing generally in the province and the impact of something on the policing in the province. And one of his concerns was that the RCMP had a lot of vacancies in the province, and that this might exacerbate the Surrey trend, allowing the RCMP to remain in Surrey might just be more of that problem. But we've recently learned that the RCMP has made great strides in its recruiting. It is doing extremely well in its recruiting. They issued a statement or at least a letter to all mayors and CAOs last week. So they're coming out of that COVID doldrums that a lot of companies and governments were in, you know, with when it came to hiring. They're doing very good. The bigger issue that we see is if the Surrey Police Service were able to find 400, they need at least 400 more employees or more police officers to reach the 760 mark. To find those 400, they have to find them somewhere. And likely that would be from other police departments in the Lower Mainland and from the RCMP. That, from the perspective of Surrey, is much more destabilizing to policing in the Lower Mainland, in the province, than the issue about RCMP resources. That's, I think, a much bigger concern.
But Peter, the same reasoning, if you look at the other side of the coin, the same reasoning has been given by the Solicitor General in respect to the HR issue of Surrey RCMP as well. I mean, RCMP overall in the province as well, that we have less, officers in the province in RCMP.
Right.
So in this case, when you said the minister's role is just limited to the oversight, the policing in province, how do we understand this as a layman,
yeah,
as a taxpayer? How should we look at into this? What do you mean by oversight? Is it just like having how many numbers of police of the numbers of police officers required for the province, the budget for the policing, or what is the oversight means?
So really, this is contained within the Police Act and possibly other legislation like the municipal legislation, and that's really the crux of this court challenge, is taking a look at these issues. What is the authority of the minister? But let's keep in mind that there has never been a finding that Surrey is not being adequately and efficiently policed by the RCMP. That has never been an issue. Since 1950, the RCMP has been policing Surrey, and this transition did not take place because there was a problem with how the RCMP was managing policing. It was, a political decision initially to go with the transition. Now, to get more specifically to your question about the resources in the RCMP detachment, at present, 75% of the resources, the police resources at RCMP Surrey, are RCMP officers. There are about 200 frontline officers from the Surrey Police Service.
Mm-hmm.
To replace those 200 will not be a big issue for the RCMP. We prepared a plan in the fall of 2022 for the province in collaboration with the RCMP, which showed how the RCMP could quite effectively, quite easily staff up those 200 positions. They can do that in a couple of ways. They have a lot of police officers that have transitioned to the RCMP since COVID from other police departments. They get an annual allotment of cadets from the depot, about approximately 75 every year, regardless of what is taking place. And on top of that, a number of Surrey Police Service officers have privately indicated to the RCMP that they would like to come over to the RCMP. So we really don't foresee it being a big problem for the RCMP to staff up to where it was when this transition began.
Peter, was that some kind of a strategic move to take this matter to court for review just 2 days before the government introduced a bill in this regard?
The timing is not necessarily aligned to the legislation. In fact, the lawyers have been looking at bringing a petition for some time. They've been reviewing the matter. These things don't happen, obviously, as you know, overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And the minister had certain deadlines that he had imposed on Surrey. So for whatever reason, the lawyers decided that this was an appropriate time and they were ready to file. The legislation came a few days later, but the petition does not really deal directly with the legislation. That is really a separate issue. It deals with the order from July 19th.
Mm-hmm. And as you said that you really respect Mr. David Eby and you have a very close contact with David Eby, so he must also have a very big respect for you, and definitely I'm very much sure about that. But do you think that you can, I know you are advisor of City of Surrey, but in case if Mr. David Eby invite you over a cup of coffee and want to you to act as a mediator to finish or to clear this whole matter, do you think you're going to take that move?
Well, that's very kind of you, Samish. Let me say that I have not discussed this matter with the Premier. I obviously respect it.
But what he? Role. But what if he invites you? I know Jessica Donald has been appointed by the BC government.
But
what if he invites you?
Yeah, well, let me put it this way. I'm working for the city of Surrey at this point. I'm contracted to the city of Surrey, and anything that they want me to do to advance the issue, I'm more than pleased to do. So I did have the opportunity of sitting in on one meeting, the mayor and I, with Mr. Eby a couple of months ago with respect to this matter. That was my only contact with him at all over this, and that was, as I say, in the course of a meeting. But, you know, I'm happy to contribute in any way. I feel passionately, Samish, about this topic. It's not just a job for me. I wrote an op-ed in the Vancouver Sun in 2020 warning Surrey taxpayers, you don't want to go down this road. It is expensive, and there are a lot of problems. So in many ways, I'm very committed to what Surrey is attempting to do, and that is retain the RCMP.
I think that's always great to open your doors for anyone to come and discuss this kind of issues. Thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate your time, and we will definitely get in touch with you in future if we have any other information from you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Excellent questions. I really appreciate being on the show.
You have a nice day, sir.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
पीटर जर्मन साहब गलबात कर रहे थे।